Visit online at thebugguys.org. 7-11, time to turn to sports. The Royals are smoking hot. Another win. Steve Stewart with a recap.
The Royals exploded for 9 runs in the first inning and cruised to a 13-3 win over the Astros, completing a 3-game sweep of Houston, and finished a 7-0 homestand. It was the Royals' first 7-0 homestand since 1988. Bobby Witt Jr. with his third career 2-home-run game, part of a 4-hit, 5-RBI day. Vinny Pasquantino, who drove in 5 on Wednesday, drove in 3 on Thursday with 3 hits, including a double. Royals of the Mets tonight. We're on at 5:30 on the Royals Baseball Network.
Steve, thanks. We'll have that. Bobby Witt Jr. might be the best baseball player on planet Earth. The Wichita Wind Surge dropped to 1-4. They lose 7-6 in extra as they fall to Springfield. They'll face the Cardinals in a doubleheader tonight, game one set at 5 o'clock. Baseball from the community college. It was Hutchinson sweeping Dodge, winning a nail-biter 2-1, and then a blowout 14-2 in game two. Hutch CC softball gets a sweep also as they defeat Dodge 10-2, 16-1. Bueller yesterday in high school baseball sweeps a good circle team. Crusaders take game one 5-4, game two 6-5. Both of those were intense. Hutch High will be on the road as they take on Hayesville campus today. Catch both games on HutchPost.com with their own Sean Boston starting at 4. Wichita State will be hosting Florida Atlantic tonight. They'll have a 3-game series Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today's game, 6 p.m., televised on ESPN+. Hutchinson's Kiki Smith has been named the 2024 NJCAA Division I Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Freshman guard out of Topeka posted 652 points, 117 rebounds, 84 steals, 82 assists, and was just a key piece of that national championship team. She set the Hutchinson Community College freshman scoring record with those 652 points. Congratulations to her. Kansas junior KJ Adams received the Danny Manning Mr. Jayhawk Award at the Jayhawk season-ending banquet last night as the Jayhawks give out just one award, and he wins it. Adams didn't miss a game as he started all but 2, averaged about 13 points, 5 rebounds, played a new position outside the paint, but more importantly, did all that despite losing his mother to cancer midway through the non-conference schedule. Bueller announcing via social media that Eric Tate has been named their new boys basketball coach. He'll replace Dave Bryant. Tate will also be teaching social studies at Bueller High. Kansas freshman guard Johnny Furphy has been named the Australian Boomers team for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. In early July, the 22-member Boomer team will be cut down to 12 for Australia at the Olympics in Paris. A college basketball star is set to make more history. Let's get the latest on that. All right, some technical issues. Let me try this one more time. And that.
The University of Iowa's retiring Caitlin Clark's number 22 jersey.
You all inspired me just as much as I inspired you.
She said goodbye to Hawkeye fans this week.
You allowed me to live out my dream every single day, and for that I'm forever thankful.
The college superstar has been credited with boosting the popularity of women's basketball this season, increasing interest, revenue, and ratings. Clark also made history, becoming the NCAA's all-time leading scorer, and will likely be the number one pick in Monday's WNBA draft. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Bryson DeChambeau was impressive in the windblown opening round of the Masters. He opened with a 65 for the best start in a major and leads by one shot over world number one Scottie Scheffler. The round couldn't be completed because of a huge rain delay. The greens were soft. Gusts were up to 40 miles per hour. Tiger Woods was holding steady at 1-under through 13. He's got to finish today and then also play 18 for that second round action. That's sports. More at HutchPost.com.